I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Mexican duo Rodrigo y Gabriela hammer away on their acoustic guitar strings with an almost heavy metal intensity. Kind of makes sense. The two met while playing in a Mexico City metal band. But as you can hear on their new album, Area 52, they also have a fondness for Cuban music. For the CD, Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero traveled to Havana to re-record with a 13-piece Cuban orchestra some of their own earlier tunes. Rodrigo says it was an experiment he and Gabriela had been thinking about doing for some time.
You know, I always liked Cuban music. When I was growing up in Mexico City, the same with Gabriela, you know, we were very used to this kind of music to be played on radios and all that. And we always thought, you know, that it would have been great to go to Cuba and learn something, you know.
What were the challenges of recording with a large Cuban orchestra?
Honestly, it was part of a plan we had in terms of going to learn something, you know. Although it is, yes, it's a Latin project, if, you know, we wanted to mix it up with what we are, really, as a duo. So I think, you know, the idea was not to go too contemporary, too traditional, but to do it more contemporary. And we did, when even with the counts, you know, they have for the rhythms they have and all that. I told them when we got to Cuba and we talked to the orchestra, you know, we told them, okay, we don't really understand your language, we don't even read music, but because we come from the rock and roll side, so we have to you have to understand that we might ask you things that you are not used to, and we might break some patterns here and there and all that. But they were delighted, you know, because they play all these rhythms so many times. We did have a chance to change things around in this album, and I think they really like that, you know, because otherwise sometimes it's pretty orthodox, you know, the way they have to keep the rhythm playing. But for this time, I think they had an opportunity, and we all kind of enjoy the whole project.
It's fantastic. They were so flexible. You and Gabriela will be hitting the road soon in the U.S. Will you be touring with the full...
Yeah, well, we won't be taking the 13-piece band, but we're going to be touring with 7, you know, piece band. And it's going to be interesting because we never done any touring with a band or something. You know, we've had some guest musicians, you know, in the albums, maybe one or two. But this is going to be a totally different ball for us.
The track with Anushka Shankar, Ixtapa, is especially compelling because when you think about your and Gabriela's fingerwork on the two guitars and then Anushka on the sitar, it's like fretboard frenzy. What was it like in the studio when the three of you started jamming?
Well, it was great. I mean, it was great. You know, I met Anushka like 5 years ago. And then we kind of became friends. And, you know, I just told her, okay, from here to here. And as long as you play from here to here, you do whatever you want, and that's what she did, you know. And I think it's fantastic, really. I think that part is, you know, one of the peaks of the album as well.
Rodrigo, we profiled you and Gabriela 5 years ago when you were just coming up. At that time, you had been living in Dublin. You were still there. That's where you gained renown, busking in the streets, performing in pubs. Now you're back in Mexico. When did you move back and why?
We moved back 2-3 years ago, like officially. I mean, the thing is, we haven't really stopped, Marco, and that's one of the issues. You know, I mean, we became like a touring band, you know, for the last 5 years, and it was difficult. That was the reason as well, because we were supposed to be living in Dublin, and we barely spent time there, especially when we started touring the States. And then we thought, well, we're closer to Mexico, you know? So when we had some time off, it'll be easier to go back to Mexico. But apart from that, I think the weather here where we live in Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo, which is right on the coast, the Pacific side, is a little bit better than Dublin. So that's a strong reason.
As Mexicans, how well known are you in Mexico? Because notably in 2010, you performed at the White House. Mexican President Felipe Calderon was a guest at the White House at the time. And when President Obama introduced you to the Mexican president, he later admitted to never having heard of you.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Obviously, you know, we just started somewhere else. And, you know, people know who we are now, but, you know, some of them don't even know that we are Mexicans, you know.
Rodrigo, I have to ask you this. I mean, for those who have seen you perform or have seen your videos, you and Gabriela have this really aggressive style of playing guitar. What do your hands look like?
You know, I mean, a lot of people after the shows, they want to see, you know, especially Gab's hands, you know, because she hits a lot, you know, the body of the guitar, you know, with the strumming. Honestly, now it's more about, especially on her side, it's about technique. Before I remember she used to get more tired and she used to damage a little bit her fingers or whatever, but she doesn't anymore, you know. And my hands, they're normal. Normal hands.
Normal hands.
Normal hands.
Normal hands, and the music that come out of the guitars is pretty extraordinary. Rodrigo Sanchez, one half of the duo Rodrigo y Gabriela, thank you very much. Good to meet you.
Thank you very much, Marco. Nice to meet you too, man.
The album is called Area 52. You can see a video of intense guitar playing duo Rodrigo y Gabriela at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Rodrigo y Gabriela, take it away.